What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, yep. If it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single week, and we talk about topics of the world, and they're coming from two black men, two black fathers, two black husbands, uncles, brothers, all the jazz, handymen.
All of
men's men is what they call it. You a man's man.
Yep. Whiskey street drinking, no chaser.
Absolutely. Calloused hand.
Yeah.
Ass dudes right
hair,
here.
Hair on my chest. Got hair on my ass too.
Speaking of, I need shade. Yeah. Anyway, fam, so thank you for tuning in. Goose, how did that go? How did the growth back go? Because Goose, you shaved everything off. Did you get any itch?
In certain areas, I got itching. So, it'd just be random. Like, just a random itch on my forearm, random itch on my legs. But it wasn't like, like something's happening. But, it was fine to me. Nah. I had no issue. Nah. My concern was them ingrown hairs between them booty cheeks. Because you know your booty cheeks rub together like that. I ain't trying to get one of them. You feel me? So, I kept that moisturized.
Could you imagine... seeing let's say you have a dog, like a chow chow or something, and then you just shave it bald, how weird it would look. I wonder if Mel was like, "Hey, you stop."
Who is this?
Who is this? So hairless ape in my goddamn in my house walking around booty butt naked.
Hey, it is weird though to have hair between your butt cheeks and then don't have it. And you walking and you feel dang, what is that? You feel the skin. You got to get used to it.
You got the flap of the passing gas. You ain't got the hair cushion no more.
Nope.
Anyway, we usually kick this off with getting something off our chest. You got anything you want to get off your chest?
Yeah, I want to get something off my chest. There's this issue going on in Hilton Head. What is that, North Carolina? That island?
I think so.
There's this 93-year-old young lady, and she's been there for 30-plus years. Mm. She has, 50 grandkids, 48 great-grandkids, 26 great-great-grandkids, and these developers are coming in on the island. They've already got approved to build 147 duplexes or something like that. Mm-hmm. But literally, you look at the map of the work site, her home is in the middle of this area.
Yeah.
My issue with this is I don't understand these rich billionaire, whoever these people are, these developers, they come in and they do their thing. And they always try to misplace these people. Hey, I give you $30,000 for your property, but I'm about to build $2 million. Each one of these pieces of land is going to be worth millions of dollars after they build on it.
Yeah.
Why are you just offering this lady $30,000? That's my one concern. The other concern is, or question is...
I said South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
Why can't you say, well, stay there? We're going to knock your house down and build you a brand new one to keep it coordinated.
Right.
Just stay there if you want to stay there. We're making hand over bread like this to do this. And they just be trying to, they done slashed her tires, broke windows, placed venomous snakes around her house, trying to scare this 93-year-old lady. Leave us alone. They do this to black folk, and
she need to go out and on all the bulldozer equipment at night and cut all the hydraulic lines,
set all that shit on fire. Do something and then people just sit back and let it happen.
Yeah,
I be hating that.
Thing is, man, developers, they be greedy. They don't care. They care about their bottom dollar. The bottom line is they only care about the dollar. And they're not willing to do anything, and they don't have to spend money like that. If it was like something for the city or something to get that project up and going, they would throw $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, even $100,000 towards something just to make a problem go away. But something like this, they think they can get this, you know, they can get, if they can get it done for a lot cheaper, they would, because that's all they care about is making that. Now, in my, I've seen developments go up in Kentucky. There was, so where my parents live, most of that neighborhood was farmland when we, when my parents' yep. house first got built, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was literally like this main street coming into the neighborhood and then our street.
Mm.
And we were only the second house to, on that street. The rest of it, we knew this other stuff was going to get developed, but the rest of that was all woods and farmland. Actually, not even farming. It was all woods because I had a dog. I used to walk my dog back up in there. We would see deer, coyote, like everything. It was wildlife all up through there. Mm. Used to go back there and play and everything. Now, all of that is neighborhood. It's all an open neighborhood. There was one house on that property, and they literally, similar to this, I don't know if this the person that owns this house sold all the land around them, but you going down and, you know, newer developments, all the houses look kind of similar.
Yeah.
So you get down to this particular area, you see all of this, you know, newer development, and then you see one bigger brick house that looks really old. It looks good. The house is in good condition, but it just, you can tell the structure of it is old. It's an older house, and it's turned different from the rest. Because his driveway used to zigzag up to the house.
Mm.
Now his driveway is right in front of the house, and he has a second driveway that comes behind a bunch of people's property. So somebody like that, I'm like, I don't know if they, if all of that was his land and he sold it, or if that is all of his land that he ever had, and that's all they didn't build on. So developers like his, like I said, they don't care. Like property lines and plots and stuff, if nothing's done over the years to upgrade it, they'll change their zoning.
So, and that's what happened. So she had a shed and a satellite dish in her backyard. Mm-hmm. Been there 30 years. They come and do the property line assessment and was saying, you need to move this shed and this satellite dish. She was like, it's been there for 30 years. But whatever, okay.
Mm-hmm.
She moves it, pays $1,900 for this stuff to get moved. She then gets a lawsuit. They then sue her saying the time it took her to move her shed and that satellite dish, it messed up our construction time.
Oh,
our,
dirty.
It set us back this, that, and other. And they're trying to sue her for $100,000 or whatever.
That's so
it
dirty.
Is. Trying to, like,
yeah.
they trying
and,
to,
you know,
egg
crazy?
This lady so much for her to be like, well, F it, I'm gone. Type.
Yeah, and what's crazy is the laws. I wish she had somebody on her side because I don't know.
She has a lawyer, though.
The laws in South Carolina, of course, would be different in Kentucky. But I was reading up on, because I'm dealing with some property stuff with some land back home in Kentucky. And apparently, they were saying, it's almost kind of like, what's it called? Squatters.
Mm-hmm.
How they'll come and take over somebody's house.
Yep.
Land in Kentucky. I read that if there's a plot of land, and if you use it for 10 years, If you use that land or whatever it is, if you have something on there or you use it for a certain amount of years and no one's take claim, you basically own it at that point.
Mm.
So if it was a law like that, the lawyer could have been like, no, she had this here for over 30 years.
Mm.
Matter of fact, she owns where that and anything connected to it. She should own it.
That's
dirty. It's developers get dirty. All these like... I was about to start naming off these nationwide builders, not to say that they dirty like it, but you see a company like Ball Homes. I know a lot of y'all probably, some of y'all probably heard Ball Homes. Y'all probably live in them. There's like five or six different like nationwide builders like that, all residential. I've actually wired up a bunch of Ball Home houses, and I've seen
ain't
where
one named Brock
been,
or something.
Huh?
Brock? Is there a
that's
Brock
one? Home? Yeah. That's one. They'll come in and they don't be giving a damn.
Yeah.
They got the money, they got the lawyers, and they can make small people with small money, they make their life a living hell and just force, that's basically what they're doing is forcing her out.
They, I didn't know this, but after reading this, I forgot the name that it falls up under. But if your grandma, you and me brothers, well, grandma dies and she leaves her house to all her kids, might be five, six kids. The developers would then go to one child or two children and be like, hey, you can make, I can give each one of you all $30,000. and you can sell, and we can take over the property or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. So if one child agrees to that, then they have to sell the property. And that's how they get a lot of the minority people's properties, because grandma usually has four or five kids, and then they go, oh, I know he gonna break. He gonna break.
So
the kids don't stay together and say no. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But since one agrees to it by law, it has to be sold.
And this is the problem. So this is where a lot of black people don't know to do this. Y'all this kid walking around acting silly. A lot of black people don't know to do this. That's why you need to talk to your parents, your grandparents, and all of them to write a will.
Or get a trust.
Get a trust, a living trust and will. Hash all of that out in the will. A lot of people think, a lot of black people specifically, I know this because I got a lot of, I got ain't nothing but black people in
we
my
black.
Family.
We know what's happening.
We black, we know what's happening. Everybody relies on, well, we get it legally. It's split up between us. Technically, if anything like that happened, the state has control over, you know, what's going on. The state does. They have full control. And the state says any living sibling gets the property, as well as any living, whoever's alive at the time. So me, if grandma dies, and that's our grandmother.
And you've been living with her the whole time.
All of this.
Taking care of her the whole time.
So
I still have as much right to it as you do.
And if you gone, away from here, and your two daughters are living, but you died after grandma, now it's split between your two daughters and me. Whoever is alive before the person who owns is dead, that's who stays claim, and people after them. That's why they need a living trust.
Mm-hmm.
Go get you a will, get all of that hashed out, because we automatically be thinking, oh, this is how it divides. This is how it works. It's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you build generational wealth. That's how white people do that. They put in their will, this property goes to so-and-so. This property goes to so-and-so. They're not allowed to sell this for however many generations.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That has to age out. That is law. It has to stay right there. And that's how you avoid stuff like that. But, of course, we don't be knowing to do that.
Yep.
I hope this particular lady, I hope she got some family that can come in. Hopefully her lawyer is ruthless enough to go at this developer and say what's up. But same thing, living will, trust, life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Life insurance is literally for all white people didn't come from money. For the ones that did, that developed money over the years, that generational wealth came from life insurance policies.
Yeah, trust
when
fund,
grandma
babies.
When grandma leave, everybody ain't stuck with just the silverware and fighting over her Buick.
Yep.
Grandma dies, somebody get broke off $3-4 million. If I die, Angel gets paid. If Angel die, I get paid. If we die, our kids is paid, taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage y'all to do that as my people, please.
Yeah. So
anyway, somebody need to get at them builders.
Yeah.
Grandma,
I just don't understand after all this money, what's just to build her house and let her stay there on the property. And anyway.
Bubba Gump said Wells Fargo used to sell slave insurance. Look, everything is wrapped in slavery in this country. You can't avoid it. You go back far enough, everything is racist. Literally. Yeah. This black people built this country. We the reason that everything is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
We built this country for free. Everything is engulfed in slavery. All car manufacturers, all clothing companies, cotton, everything is slavery. Please get over that.
Yeah.
People wanted to boycott. What was they boycotting? Because they found out that the CEO like supported Trump. And I'm like, every CEO of Walmart, Target, Sam's Club, Kroger, they all support because that's their bottom line is the dollar. Everything's racist. Get over it and get your family some money. Make sure everybody's taken care of.
I concur. I concur. Moving on a lighter note. Grandma, I hope you keep your property.
Absolutely.
It's my ninth anniversary, wedding anniversary. We've been married 9 years.
Come on, Kenny. I need multiple claps.
9 years.
Hey.
Nine years.
Are we drinking today? Oh, that's for you and her to drink too, not me.
Yeah, you ain't.
All right. I'm happy for y'all here.
Thank you. Man, I almost knocked my wedding ring off.
Hey, it's gonna be some shade because I'm happy for y'all's 9 years.
I done been drinking way too much. We went to
man,
Beyonce. Well, anyway, anniversary, love you, baby. All right, try to do 9 more, 10 more, 100 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
More. We went to Beyonce's concert, and the reason I drink straight liquor is because I don't get like hangovers like that. Right.
Right.
And then after you told me
about the sugar and
stuff, I started really paying attention to it because I like old fashions. But then
sugar a lot of times would be giving you a hangover.
Yeah. So we went to Beyonce and obviously we was drinking all type of drinks. When I tell y'all, man, I felt like a mummy getting up out of the tomb after 1,000 years of sleep.
Yeah, man.
I was supposed to take the baby to school. Yeah. I rolled over. I was like, man, you take Ken to school. She looked at him like, I
should just be home.
Because I ain't getting up.
Yeah.
Man, I was hurt. I was hurt. So that's one of the reasons I drink straight liquor because it doesn't no sugar. Well, a little sugar.
Yeah, I mean, and then sugar and liquor.
I don't be having hangovers like that, and you don't drink as much because it doesn't taste like candy.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you drinking it if you enjoy the flavor. But yeah, same for me. I don't be all these cocktails and stuff. I don't do. I drink my bourbon, whiskey, cognac. I drink it straight, maybe a cube of ice, depending on what it is, and it's got to be high quality. It can't be. Look, I ain't going to start naming brands because I would like a brand deal from anybody, but it's got to be a good enough, it's got to be high quality to keep that hangover away.
You can't be in these hole-in-the-wall clubs ordering liquor from there thinking you getting what you ordering.
Nah.
We was at Club Crucial, and yeah, I'm saying it, Club Crucial in Atlanta. Asked this lady for this was some years back. We can get a double shot of Hen.
Mm-hmm.
Gave it to, man, as soon as, before I drunk it, the smell, I was, man, this ain't no damn Kanye. Nah, what is this?
So
I go back to her. I'm like, open a fresh bottle in front of me. Let me, and you know, obviously that didn't happen or whatever. Right. But you going to be, them hole-in-the-wall clubs, man.
They be watering down.
They be watering down or putting something else in there, but that wasn't Kanye. Yeah.
So. A lot of times I'll go to a bar. I've even, they brought me back. I ordered a bourbon rye, a whiskey rye, right? Mm-hmm. I ordered it neat, and they brought it, and I smelled it. I said, this is not the rye. I was like, you know how you have the different types? I said, there's a rye, just the same as you have something that doesn't have rye in it or whatever. So she was like, no, we don't have a rye. I said, it's right here on the menu. She was like, yeah, we must be out of it. So I walked over to the bartender, and I was like, I'm sitting over here at this table. She don't think y'all have that bottle right there. So as she was walking by, I said, that's what I ordered.
Yeah.
Because she just wrote down, like, bourbon whatever or whiskey something. I was like, I think they gave me, I don't know,
something
Maker's Mark or something. I was like, this is not, I smelled it. I was like, this is not what I ordered.
Yeah. They don't be thinking folk be knowing what they be ordering.
Yeah, when you order something specific like that, you got to know the person knows exactly what they want.
Yeah. But anyway, went there. We drunk. I drunk all that off-brand. They saying they giving you what they giving you, but they ain't giving you. Because my head was, man, off my shoulder. So, but Beyonce was cool.
Yeah.
I did fall asleep, though. I don't know if it was the liquor or if I was just like, okay. Beyonce, I love you. I like you. But I really enjoyed Usher and Bruno and what is his name? Anderson Peak?
Pat.
Pat?
Yeah, Anderson Pat, yeah.
Their concerts?
Yeah.
I mean, the music, the beat, the entertaining part of it. I mean, I was just, I couldn't go to sleep.
Right.
Also, I knew Usher, I know damn near every one of Usher's songs mm-hmm. just because of my time of being raised up. But Beyonce, about fourth song. I'm out of.
Beyonce is a goddamn icon. Can't nobody deny it. Greatest in this generation and probably the previous. She would at this point after see. I went to this concert, not the one y'all went to. I went. Mm-hmm. I saw her in Louisville, Kentucky. Look, she done reached that level. It can't nobody touch it. But of course, y'all saw Angel went to see her out here in LA too. Yeah, I am not doing that. I went to. And I'm the same way. Beyonce's concert for me because it's not entertaining for me like that. People are looking for specific things. This is a key thing. We was talking about it on TV, Bald and Beautiful. And Melissa, we were sitting there talking about the whole Beyonce thing. And she was like, Melissa's like, I went to a Jay-Z concert and it was boring. And I'm like, bullshit. Ain't no way. She said, he would wear what you got on right now. That's the disconnect. Ain't nobody ever went to a rap concert wondering what the artist is wearing.
That's true.
Nobody cares about that. They're there for a completely different experience. I ain't looking for him to float down from no ceiling. Hip hop artist to come out in no glitter. I'm not going to remember no jacket that they wore. None of that. Yeah. I'm there for a completely different experience. So with Beyonce, I'm a fan too. Beyonce's off the hook. But the hypest part of Beyonce's concert, they did Diva, Formation, and there was one more song. All three of those back to back. And I was up on my feet like, oh, everybody, the whole audience erupted.
What's that song? Dun, 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 one dun, plus dun. One equals two. Something else, you. Something else. So that song.
Yeah.
What song is that? You know the song. I know you know the song.
One I love.
Nah.
The only one
I is that it?
Need. I don't know. Anyway, one hold on. Let's finish.
Equals you. Something else. Something else. Love two.
You doing the ooh. Makes me think of the song that I was just singing. Anyway, so they did like three songs that I love. Apparently everybody else did back to back.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, killing it. After that, I'm setting back down.
Yeah,
majority of the concert I'm sitting down. Now you take, now that was Beyonce. I was like, okay, nice concert. I could tell people was loving it. The week, couple weeks before, I went to Missy Elliott concert. I am drenching wet, sweating, because I'm on my feet acting a goddamn fool because Missy's concert, that was a concert for me. That's what I'm into. Missy ain't got to come out there and barely dressed.
Yeah.
I mean, she had her outfits, but I wasn't like, oh, this outfit, that outfit. I'm looking at the song, her performance, her dancers doing everything. It's a completely different experience. Beyonce, I'm like, it just ain't for me. I ain't got to be into it. Everybody else is.
That's true.
Missy, I'm going every single time.
Because I didn't get excited. What's that? We went to Essence. I did get excited. Then when Bone Crusher came out,
hey,
outside of the
thing of my pub.
Hey,
Bone Crusher, Juvenile killed it.
Gucci, all them.
They was all killing it. But no, so that was the first night, wasn't it? Or was that the second night?
That was second night.
Second night. So that was the night Missy went up and did her thing.
Yeah.
Jill Scott performed. Now listen.
She performed.
Listen,
good.
I done already talked about it. Jill motherfucking Scott.
Yeah.
Wasn't nobody else standing on that stage. It was Jill Scott. She said, I ain't got no tools or instruments on this mic. I'm going to do my damn thing. Jill Scott murdered it.
Yeah.
On stage by herself. No theatrics. Nothing. Just stood out
straight
there.
Straight music.
And slaughtered the goddamn stage. I said, God dang, Jill Scott killing it. But anyway, Beyonce concert.
Beyonce, you got our money. Good. You got our money. Just, we support
Beyonce,
it. We
it
support
was a good concert.
Yeah.
It was a good concert.
And then,
concert.
You know, just you just get tired after a while and you're like, okay, this going.
Yeah, that's because I'm not into Beyonce's music like that. It's like I got them three songs, the two I named and the one I can't think of, and maybe even yo, 1 + 1 = 2 or whatever you said.
What?
Oh, it's called 1 + 1?
That's the name of the song?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, okay. It's called 1 + 1.
1 + 1, there we go. For
me, I'm not riding around listening to no Beyonce. Missy Elliott, I have an entire playlist dedicated to her.
Oh, dang.
So I'm a Missy Elliott fan. So that's the difference.
Cool.
And, of course, Jay-Z, you know. I mean, it's a lot of artists I like, but ain't none of them I'm going to ever see what they doing as far as outfit and wardrobe changes.
Mm. She had some costumes on.
Yeah, no, that's what
that little Bumblebee concert outfit. I'm like, who is creating this?
Yeah, I'm saying she has a whole. I'm sure she has a whole section of a commercial building dedicated to design her costumes.
Yeah,
or design a costume for whatever set, and this another section of a building is there to design the other one because that's what her fans are into.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah.
You got to be in that. You got to be in that hive to understand.
Oh, and let's talk about some fans, man. You had people dressing up all and everything. I'm talking about everything.
Oh yeah, because she asked that everybody wear silver.
Yeah.
Was it silver and gold or just silver?
It was silver.
Oh, okay, but they said they did the same thing for was it Blue Ivy?
And Blue Ivy came out there dancing, doing her thing too.
Ivy's killing it.
It's gonna be interesting to see who she becomes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was cool doing
Did hold up.
Up there dancing with her mama.
So did Beyonce ask for the silver thing? Or did her
people? I thought it was
a surprise for her or something like that. Because they said they did the same thing for Blue Ivy. Like she didn't know. I think Angel said they blew up balloons or everybody wore blue or something like that for her birthday and they didn't know about it. So I couldn't imagine it being an artist and walking out and seeing everybody.
Oh, yeah.
70,000+ people.
Yeah. I mean,
I would break that. I wouldn't know what I would be there to do. I would start bawling, crying.
In the nosebleeds. I'm talking about so high up. It was crazy. It was thousands of people. The girl in front of us took notes and did everything she was supposed to do. She had silver on. She brought she had a bag of balloons trying to pass us the balloons. I was like, girl, I ain't about to put my mouth on this. What's wrong with you?
She in that hive. Hey. Did you see her open the package, though? Maybe it was a fresh package.
Nah, I don't care. You ain't about to. My hands, your hand, whatever's coming out of your hand ain't coming in mine and putting it in my mouth. But she was blowing up balloons. She had this big old sign, had a battery pack on it. And it lit up. She's doing it. I'm like, damn, girl. The girl next
to
me.
Man.
The girl next to me. That's why I couldn't get my good sleep like I wanted. She had this fan just like, wow, just hitting me. I'm like, okay. But you can't tell them to calm down because they be possessed.
No, you can't. Look, look at that concert, and I understood it too. When I was sitting down and you hit girls, their hair was hitting me all on the face stuff, and I'm sitting there all clenched up trying to stay out the way. I understand I'm in their environment.
Yeah, me too.
I'm in their environment. Yeah. It's neat to see. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go again.
Moving on.
Because of Mel, I'll go again.
I know. I know. I was willing to go with Angel because I thought she was going with somebody. And then she was like, I'll just go by myself. I was like, well, hurry, I'll go. Because I was about to just get my ticket and go with her. She was like, no, I'm fine. I was like, no, I'm going to go. She was like, no, I don't need you to go. I was like, cool.
You ain't got to tell me twice, even though you did.
Yeah. You ain't got to tell me three times.
All right, what you trying to move on to? This young lady that had a discrepancy because of she didn't get this guy her phone number?
Yeah, let's talk about it real quick.
All right. So this young lady gets hit in her face with a brick. This guy hits her with a brick because she didn't give him her phone number.
Way. The problem with that, I don't know where she was, but unfortunately, you ain't got to be nowhere specific as a woman. Seem like to go through some stuff like it. That dude had to be deranged. Me and Goose was talking about it before it started.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in the middle of a street fighting somebody I don't know, I'm not going, even if I see a brick, I'm not going to bust them over the head with a brick. Maybe they do something to my family. Maybe I'm enraged. Maybe, but no. I ain't never hit nobody with no brick.
Because I ain't trying to kill you.
My daddy, that was my daddy's instructions if somebody pick on me when I was in school.
Yeah.
Hit him in the head with a brick. Even then, I'm thinking, daddy, I ain't about to hit nobody with no brick. I might bust move. If I got a lunchbox, maybe he'd be bigger than me. He might get this smack with a lunchbox and I'll run.
This
but
guy.
But a brick?
Yeah.
He could have killed that woman.
And over a phone number. Over not giving him enough attention. I've seen this happen multiple times, just going out and girls denying men attention. And then it's,
bitch,
because a girl just says, I'm good. I don't.
Simple-minded ass.
Yeah.
Punk.
This is wild. And if the men around the situation saw it happen and didn't do anything about it, I think you got to reevaluate what you got going on.
Right.
For me, obviously, you know, if you just hear, oh, and you don't see what's happening, you like, dang, did he just hit her with a brick?
Yeah.
You got to kind of let that sink in. But if you physically see it happening and you just allow it to happen, and then even after he hit this lady with a brick, you don't. I feel like I would have to go tackle this man and like hit him
right
with the brick. Like, what is you doing, bro? Why is you? Yeah. What's happening?
And the thing is like Angel had to put this in perspective for me a long time ago is because I would be in situations where we've been in situations where I see, you know, women getting disrespected, dudes getting physical. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that around. I ain't even got to know y'all. I'm going to do something. And Angel, she was like, no. And the way she explained it, she was like, look, you got to understand the position that puts her in, your family. Apparently this dude's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no telling what he might do.
Yeah, that's true.
He might, and now you're involved in that. So it's like a double-edged sword to where you don't know what you might be getting involved in. That's why it shouldn't just be one dude. If I see this happen, they need to be, without even thinking, secondhand nature for every dude in the area. We need to do something to him.
Yeah,
as a community.
Yeah.
Because if somebody come in, which somebody should have, does something to him, he need to have help. Because apparently this fool is crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Next weekend, he going to hit somebody else with a brick.
They do it again? No. Oh.
He going to hit somebody else with a brick because ain't nobody checking him.
They say he wasn't arrested. Nah, he hasn't been arrested. I don't even know if they know who the dude
was. That's what I'm saying. He probably got off scot-free. Okay, the double-edged sword situation. This is true. Two of my friends that I grew up with, both of their fathers died because one was helping a woman. She was getting robbed, and the guy stabbed him. Mm-hmm. And another was helping a woman because she was getting beat up, and he got stabbed as well. So I know you got to see what's happening before you just jump into something.
Right.
In situations like that, though, if this man drives off, takes off, get his license plate number or get a visual ID of how this man looks. Show something. Some type of concern in that situation. Because, like you said, I still got to get home to my family. I'm adamant about it because I got two daughters, and if this would if this happens to them, I would want somebody to help them.
Right.
I just would want somebody to rush her to the hospital or to attempt to console her or something, not just what you want me to do about it type situation.
Look, I'm an advocate specifically for women need to be carrying.
Yeah.
Get your concealed carry.
There you go.
To be carrying. That's how I feel. I'm a big component of it. Kennedy behind the camera, she need to have a piece. All women, specifically single women, y'all need to be carrying. Cause dudes are crazy.
Yep.
You know, men they crazy. Simple as that. Granted, we got some crazy ass women out there too, but men are crazy. Physically, there's a lot more women put in danger by men than there are the reverse. Women need to be carrying. And that dude deserved, if she was carrying, or yeah, like you said, if somebody else busted him upside the head, you know, whatever horrible fate comes to him should have come, and he would have deserved it. It's a horrible, it's messed up.
There's this court case, I believe Mel was covering on TikTok. This young lady let her ex-boyfriend get out of jail and come live with her because he had no place to stay. And he's the father of her last child. She stays out till 9:30 in the morning, right? So he's irritated. But before she gets there, he's like, I'm going to beat your ass when you get home, right? He texts her this. She calls the police. Hey, this man is going to beat me up when I get to the house. Can somebody come help me? Blase, blase. She gets to the house. No police officers there. Oh, the police officers showed up, but she was taking too long. He had to go somewhere else. So she got to the house and called them again. And they're like, okay, we're going to come. They took forever. She falls asleep, wakes back up, calls the police again. Then they still don't come. So she goes and finds an officer and comes back to the house. Officer comes, the dude and her arguing or whatever. And she says, can you make him leave? Because he's threatening me. He's going to beat me up. Man, we can't do nothing. And
what?
They say we can't do nothing. And she's like, look at the text. This, he's going to beat me up when I get in the house. Before the police leave, she says, all right, now, if I go and shoot this man, what then? Right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, you just need to be able to verbalize that if that does happen. Well, and she's like, well, I'm verbalizing it right now. I have a gun. Hey. It's in my car. If he attempts to beat me up, I'm going to shoot him. Police in the driveway. She go in the house. 10 minutes later, pow. The boyfriend comes out the house, shot. She hit him upside the head with a tire iron, too. Mm-hmm. And he passes away. The judge sentences her to 20 years in jail, but 10 of the years is probation. Another 5 is house arrest, and then another 5 is it's something else. But anyway, the other 5 is in jail. So she only does 5 years in jail. She gets out, she's on house arrest for 5 years, and then the next 10 she's on probation. I'm saying that because if she didn't have that pistol, that dude could have killed her. So, I mean, that's on you all.
I don't understand how she got any time.
I praise that judge for that sentence, because I don't even think she's going to do the entire 5, to be honest with you.
I don't understand how it wasn't self-defense, period.
Her lawyers are appealing it. Right. Because even the judge said, ma'am, you went over and beyond. You went over and beyond to try to get out of this situation, and the police department failed you.
Yeah.
So at that point, that appeal, I can see them saying straight probation you or house arrest, period. But they said she endangered children or whatever, shooting a gun with the kids, blase, blase. I totally.
The children were in a danger by him being there. Yes,
I totally agree with you. But I know good and well, if there was another judge, this was a black woman, I know if it was anybody else, they would have probably put her 20 years.
It would have been that makes absolutely no sense to me. This man done threatened me verbally.
Yes.
Yeah, I have proof of that. I'm in here with my children.
Evidence. Still,
and y'all, and I reached out to help.
Yeah.
And y'all not helping. Y'all put me in this position just as much as he did.
And there's record of him beating other women.
That don't make no damn sense. That judge can kiss my ass too. She don't need to be spending no time in jail.
Woo.
She need to be out there. That was self-defense.
This is why.
If that's all that happened, what?
This is why. Malice murder is when you have the intent, I believe, to murder somebody or something. I need to look it up. No. Malice, I think she didn't get guilty they didn't find her guilty of malice murder. It was another intent or something. When she spoke to, when she verbalized, now when I shoot him, that was like you already.
That was wanting to kill him.
Yeah, you made up your mind that this is going to happen. She shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, if that she would have just there is a legality to that.
Yeah, if she would have just straight up said, "All right, officer, hopefully he won't kill me tonight."
Yeah, if it were, if he died as a result of her just trying to defend herself,
yes,
versus her verbally saying,
"Yeah,
if I kill him,
yep,
yeah,
because you, yeah. She went back in the house. Her pistol was in the car. She went. She was like, "All right, got a pistol out of the car. Got the tire iron. I'm ready." So she knows something's about to jump off.
Yeah, well,
and I think that's what was like.
Yeah.
Okay, if you knew this was going to happen, why did you go back in the house? That's probably how they're gonna try to put the blame on her. You know what I'm saying? But
they said the judge said that the judge did everything that she could have done.
Yeah.
That it was a jury trial. The judge has the power to overturn that shit.
Yeah. Well, the point of the
look, he ain't gonna beat nobody else.
Yeah. What we're trying to say is,
I can tell you that.
What we're trying to say, women, it would benefit you to have a pistol just because, I mean, men are just stronger and can overpower you at any point in time, and you need an equalizer, and that's your equalizer.
Yeah.
Sorry he lost his life, but, that's what happens.
Ain't no telling what that man would have done to her or her kids.
That's true. Oh, he also has assaulted her children.
Oh, yeah.
It's the stuff
is where he deserved to be.
The officers that let them back in the house. I don't know the process behind this, and I don't know what they see when they look these people up. I don't know if it's like the movies, how they be looking up the guys. They be like, "Oh, he's U.S. Army's reserve."
I think that, I don't know if they can pull that up, but they can pull up if he's got,
if he's a felon or anything.
Yeah, they can pull up his file right there in the car on their little laptop.
Yeah, so
He's right where he need to be.
Yeah,
good for her.
Yeah, so. Get you something.
No,
get
you goddamn kids.
Get you a little small firearm to protect yourself. Now don't get your firearm and start acting dumb and stupid now. Instigating and trying to start.
It's gonna get taken away anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Don't do that. Just be calm and cool. Let them know, hey man, I got a pistol and I would kill you if you put your hands on me.
Definitely a last resort, but don't let nobody endanger you, your family. Moving on.
All right. And men, stop putting your hands on women. All right. So we came across this video of this lady having a conversation with her her man and their friends, and come to find out the entire time she's been married to her husband, he's been having a side chick.
Yeah.
This entire time. Right. So this lady says, did you want to play that?
Yeah, yeah, let's play. Let me see. This is a good one. You want me to find it?
Shoot, we can both look for it so you get to it first.
Because I know I sent it to you, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure, I got you.
Okay.
Where you at? There she is. Here, I'll play it.
All right.
Oh, shut up.
I never wanted to not be with you. I never wanted to be without you. I want to do life with you. But in the process of all this happening, you a liar. You got you a bitch, and I had to hear from this bitch what y'all relationship was about. Nah, we not fucking no more. I want to see other people. You act like you're the only in this relationship that other people want to. No. Let's be real. So what we gonna do is we gonna stay together. We're going to have a beautiful life together for the rest of our lives. We're going to continue getting money together. We're going to continue raising this little girl together. We're going to have a fabulous home. We're going to love and take care of each other. But I'm going to f*** other people. And I hope you do too.
Jesus Christ.
And we will never, ever talk about it. Don't bring me no babies. Don't bring me no diseases. But we're going to do what we want to do outside this house. Because to this point, it has worked.
So I'm going to explain it for Patreon just in case they couldn't hear. So basically, yeah, like Goose says, woman... She found out her man's been cheating. She said, you know what? We're going to stay together. I'm going to mess with other people. You can mess with other people. We not doing nothing together ever again. We're going to live together. We're going to be happy. We ain't going to talk about it because you not the only person that other people want to, have sex with in this relationship. Moving forward, that's the rules.
I, I 1,000% agree with this young lady. Now, me being me, could I have, would I stay with her in this relationship? I couldn't do that. But the way she's speaking, if you turn the tables, she sounds just like any man that be trying to pimp these girls out.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we gonna do this, we gonna do that, and we gonna love each other. And this, she dressed it up nice. And hey, it is what it is, baby. Blase, blase. And you hear the man talking about Jesus Christ. What you mean, Jesus Christ? You've been cheating on it. Look. Matter of fact, y'all don't see this, but it's for 9 years. They, oh, snap. I've been 9 years.
Yeah, and, as long as you've been married.
Yeah. 9 years, and he had a side chick. So how she's looking at it, hey, it is. She done put in the work. They probably got kids. Everything's probably vested. She's changed everything around this person. Hey, I'm not switching up my lifestyle right now. Matter of fact, you've been doing this for 9 years. It's been working. Mm-hmm. So just keep it. Marriage is wonderful. Having a relationship is wonderful. Everything is great. But you can't think that a person never just thought about, I wonder how it'd be. That's a fat old Buddha right there. Goodness gracious. Oh, man, that dude's 6'5", 250, solid muscle. She worth a million. They showing me attention.
Yeah.
Being married, you got to fight those temptations every day. And you telling me for 9 years you've been doing what the fuck you've been wanting to do?
Yeah. Hey.
Kudos to her.
Let me tell you what. I know dudes that used to mess around. I know dudes that still mess around on their wives. They not built for that kind of smoke.
No, they ain't.
No, it ain't a man. Look, people have be having open marriages and stuff. Let somebody with an open marriage, his wife approach it like this.
No.
He going to backpedal. Yeah. Hold on. What you mean, babe? No, I don't care who it is. Let you find out. Let your wife just tell you, look, this is what's going on. You might even be cool with it at first. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just got out of some. I don't even care. You sitting at home, watch TV. She come in the house late at night. Whoo! Let me go take a shower. That's going to change. That one, whoo!
Man.
It's
going
to change everything.
Everything.
Look, he ain't built for that.
And for
ain't
you
no to, dude that cheat built for that.
And for you to be in the same house with a lady and there's nothing happening, there's no intimacy or anything like that, it's going to drive you crazy, man. It's going to get – me and my wife can be at the house, just finishing up. 4 hours pass, I'm eating. I'm like, I can go for some more. You telling me now I got
You ain't 20 no more, so you're going to need it 4 hours.
Yep. That's that's after just one. We ain't do 2-3 rounds. That's just one. Yeah. I need 4 more hours to recoup. Go eat me a watermelon and some cantaloupe. Yeah. Replenish my cells.
Put my legs up.
Yeah.
Take the pressure off these legs. Look.
Hey. That ain't happening.
That ain't He don't want that smoke. There ain't no dude and no relationship.
And
he might think he want that smoke, but he don't. They just don't want to be together no more. He ain't with that. But now they married. She like, nah, we ain't getting no. Look, it take two people to get divorced.
Yeah.
Some papers need to be signed.
Yeah.
She ain't signing no. But she like, no, stick around. You going to watch me have myself a good time.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of no worse revenge.
Yeah. He's not. I like to hear her talk like
Hold
that.
Hold up. Just imagine her being in the other room on the phone. She'd be like, girl, oh my God, Daryl? Daryl wore this thing out. This man going to be in there crying. Girl, I couldn't even sit down out late on that day. I had to go.
Man.
Ooh, I'm just so sore. She just walked around dry. I'm just so sore.
But just coming and going as you please and not having to tell somebody where you, like, it's 7 a.m. Where you going?
7 a.m. She 7 p.m. She all dressed up, got her legs out,
smelling good. Then she come back.
Wearing stuff she ain't never wore with you.
Man.
Boy, you done lost your mind. Hurt.
Bad.
Hurt bad.
Hurt bad. You ain't, hey, let it burn, playboy, because this, hey.
Oh, it's going to burn.
And that's the other thing, too.
Yeah, Daryl, I couldn't think of no other name. Daryl. Daryl don't sound like he got a job. Daryl do one thing good, that's it, and she done found it.
And that's the other thing about these type of relationships, or when people start doing this stuff, this STD or these diseases situation.
Yeah, man.
Man, you're not, you can't give a man a that responsibility, that much responsibility, because he's going to screw up. Well, even with the young lady, if you are cheating or having a relationship with somebody, one or two of you are going to not wear a condom or protection, yeah. Right? So I'm having sex with this girl without protection. Yeah. You going to have sex with it eventually. Not saying right off bat, but eventually you going to have sex with no protection. Now, think about the people that you're cheating with and how they're even thinking about you.
Right.
Goose married and he cheating on me. He cheating with me. Mm-hmm. I'm not being faithful to him. So now the girl that you cheating with is probably screwing somebody else.
Right. And you know what?
I mean, it just multiplies. You know somebody getting a disease.
You know what's crazy is, I know there's women that do this all day too. But a woman could walk up to a dude or start talking to a dude and be like, look, I'm married. Me and him don't even mess around. But I'm serious about you. We're going to always be married.
Yep.
But as long as me and you can stay consistent, you be the only dude. Dude just be like, I bet.
Shit.
He'll be more faithful than that than he will in his own relationship.
Hey,
shit. He'll be over eating cereal in the morning. Hey, what's up, bro?
Hey. Fixing everything at now.
You want some eggs? Hey. Man, I'm over here tired today. What you be wearing me out?
Let you wake up.
He's still over. He's tearing up every chance he
did. Wake up, he in the kitchen like Vin Diesel. Yeah, is it, hold on. Yeah. What's his name?
Baby boy?
Yeah, baby boy. His booty cheeks all clenched. What's up, boy? Hey, I love this, man. And I would love to have seen his face as she's saying what she's saying.
Yeah, that ain't no joke.
Yeah. One, she better be careful, though. She better have her pistol, too, because you talk like that to a man, and then you do it.
It looks like she might be with it.
Yeah.
She might be one. She might be from Baltimore or something. Yeah.
But I can see it. That has to be. You gives no f right now. 9 years, and to know that you've been stepping out for that long. Oh, man, this is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's payback for real, for real. Like, because. And if they got kids,
the
stuff you go through in a marriage, and to know that somebody else hasn't been faithful to you, man, that will drive you crazy.
Absolutely. That's why she is.
Woo. She said, look, do your thing. We're going to be happy. Yeah, we're going to work together.
The fact that she's just over it and fine with it. Like, you know what? You're going to do you, and that's fine. We ain't going to talk about it. I'm going to do me. We're going to be happy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We can still take vacations together.
Yep.
Daryl gonna come. He gonna be in he gonna be down the hall.
He gonna be on the same cruise ship.
Yeah.
He gonna be in this little suite over here. Dang. You can't do nothing but respect it.
Yeah, absolutely. Moving on.
Goodness gracious. We're talking about relationships and people cheating on each other. You know, you eventually might marry this young lady and then you have kids over here, right? Uh-huh. So this guy,
I'm glad we got to this.
Yeah, this guy has children and he pays child support $500 a month
to his baby mama
for one child, $500 a month, and he's married now. So his baby's mother that he pays child support to asks him to buy some shoes for the kid. And he's like, okay, cool. But his wife is saying, why can't she take the $500 he pays for child support? Why can't she take the money out of that money to buy the child shoes? I feel what the wife is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Also, this man got on, like, he went live on the internet and was telling whoever follows him hey, man, I'm fighting for my kid and I'm fighting for my wife. And he basically tells everybody the story. And the wife walks by as he's doing it and was like, are you putting this on the internet? What the hell is you doing? And then she goes in on him.
Goes smooth off.
Off. Like, take the money from child support. She don't get nothing. All that other money goes to our family and our kids. Mm. So I understand where she's coming from. And I don't know who his baby mama is and her, you know, her financials. You know what I'm saying? If she has a job, she shouldn't be asking me for nothing. At the same time, it is still my child. So if I want to do anything extra, I can.
Right. Now, I agree with him. I can kind of understand where she's coming from, but I don't know these people's situation financially. They strapped for cash and like, look, we over here struggling. You already giving her $500.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to buy no shoes because we need that to go toward this. On the other hand, like Goose said, that's his child.
Yeah.
Regardless of your feelings toward the baby mama, they still created a life together.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still taking care of that. Yeah, that child support that goes for the baby's food, everything else is going on. But if she call and say, you know what, Dante needs some shoes, okay. Like, that's still his child.
Yeah.
So, and on that side, I would say she wrong, just in my opinion, because if it was my child, and my wife saying, no, you can't, you already gave her child support, this baby wants some shoes, I'm going to get the baby some shoes.
Yeah.
Simple as that. I could see if I was just spending an extra $500 on extra stuff, but I'm not. This is just a pair of shoes. Now, him telling the internet, he dead wrong for that. He dead all the way wrong for that. We ain't even talked about this yet. Why you telling everybody else?
Yeah. I don't understand people doing that. Don't your personal business should not be on the internet. Something like this.
Yeah, Kalia said she shouldn't have Kalia said she shouldn't have got with him. She knew what was up. Yeah. He already got a child.
Yeah. And yeah.
If he a good enough father, what's wrong with him just being a good father?
That's the other thing too. When you get in these situations, men that marry women with kids and vice versa, you taking this on now. This is your whole, you have to understand this is how the game is going to be played now.
Children will always be priority over you. Point blank and simple.
Yeah.
So people need to understand that me and her, even if we don't have anything, we still have something. We don't always be connected in that manner. We got to make this thing work out, even though it ain't a thing no more. She's got my child. Angel, that's ain't always Angel's go-to. She always joke around, but if me and her ever part ways, she going to be like, I'm just going to call you in the middle of the night and tell you your baby's need. Your baby needs some counselor.
Yep.
It's like, no matter who you with, you're going to have to show up for your kids.
Yep.
I'll be like, all right, I'm just going to show up with her then.
Let my babies, let any one of my children start coughing in the middle of the night. I'm getting them, going to the store.
That baby is always going to be a priority. Unless it's a grown-ass child.
Yeah.
Adult, that child, that baby child is always going to be a priority. Any relationship, people need to understand that. Yeah. So, the wife is definitely wrong, regardless of how much child support is being paid. As long as extra money just ain't being dumped, he ain't just walking up throwing cash at his baby mama like, hey, you know, go get your hair done. No, if the baby needs some shoes, baby going to get some shoes. Simple as that.
And it's like, what happens during Christmas and birthdays? Like, is he not allowed to spend extra money on his child?
Right.
You know, but back to your point, to depending on the financial situations, if he can't pay rent, then no. Right. Obviously, dude, you shouldn't be buying extra shoes for your baby if you can't pay rent.
Right.
But if he got it, hey, $80, $100. Yeah. For some shoes.
Yeah, that sounds like a personal issue that she has with the baby's mama.
Yeah. Which I understand that, because you probably like already feeling some type of way that he's paying this lady. And depending on their relationship, you might feel like,
especially if they got a good relationship.
Oh, man.
And she's that salty for some shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but dude, don't put your personal business like that out on the internet for any and everybody to hear, especially if you ain't even spoke with your wife about it, because now you just asking for trouble. Because now she can say, you right, cool, pay for the shoes. But why are you on the internet? Now she really has an argument with you to really go in on you about you telling complete strangers what's happening over here at the house. But, yeah, she feels salty about that baby mama.
Shit, she wrong for that.
Yeah.
Baby man, gonna be first. You better understand that.
Oh, moving on. You good off that?
Yeah. Speaking of being on the internet, is that the one we hitting?
We can.
Nah, which one was you going to?
I just wanted to mention this YSL dude.
Shit. Hey. Of course you did.
This YSL guy. He YSL something, because you know it's usually YSL.
Like the
Lil Meechie Meech. YSL.
Like the ASAP crew is a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, just a Wu-Tang of ASL. He's in court, so they're about to sentence him to whatever sentence they're about to sentence him to. And he's up there acting insane, literally insane, so he can.
He's moving and
he's doing this, y'all. He like
moving around and making faces and stuff in the courtroom, just trying to.
Hold up, man. That
if y'all
like,
listening, I wish y'all could see Goose right now.
And the judge is like, hey, man, quit it. He like.
He can't just show up one day acting this. Crazy. I wonder how long he been doing it.
I don't know. But the way he was moving and stuff, I don't know how long he could have done that in the court.
That's what he was doing, though.
Y'all look this up, man. Just look up YSL
Polo. YSL Polo.
Oh, is the YSL
Polo? That's what they said. YSL Polo.
That's a good name. YSL Polo. He's just... like he trying to get some a turd up out of him. Hey, if this goes and he gets he pleads insanity and they let him go to some other booth
for 6 months.
Yeah, for insanity.
Instead of whatever he's on trial for, RICO case.
Oh my goodness. Y'all look at that. It's hilarious, man. It is funny. Anyway, and imagine if he's like your brother or your partner, and you know who he is, and he's like,
I'd be watching TV, like, look at this fool. Or you in the courtroom, like, he really going through with this. he really trying to make his work.
The conversation after the fact, though, after they like 10 years in prison, get him out of here, and he call you collect, boy, you about dumb. He was like, boy, I was in there trying to goddamn get him, shout out. I was in there acting the fool. Hey, his mama, daddy, if he still, whoever he looks up to or respects, if they when they see this, they are going to be like, what the hell? Anyway, oh, man, that's hilarious. Let's go back to the internet and the internet comment section.
Man, I wish there was a people are just negative.
Oh yeah,
it's just so extremely negative. I seen a post Kev actually put up last week. I think he was talking about this lady. She was something about, I don't know the whole story, but something about she was pregnant. She said she's praying for a healthy baby. Mm. Somebody else commented, just because my baby's not healthy, so that means I need to be unhappy. Like, where do that's just an example of how loony comments be. Like, people are insane.
Yeah.
That's why I will never, ever, 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 ever be on Twitter in my life. Twitter is trash. People should just delete every account. It's like YouTube comments was already bad.
Yeah.
And it's like, you just took the worst of that and moved it over to Twitter. I don't understand anything. I've never seen anything positive come from Twitter. It just be so toxic and nasty. Just people in comment, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I put up a thing about Amar.
Mm-hmm.
He hit my damn car with the hammer, right?
Mm-hmm. The Mustang?
The Mustang.
Ah.
Did you see that post?
No, I didn't.
I was putting up the hubcaps. You know, I got the original hubcaps to the car.
Yeah.
So I was like, in the old house, they was up on the wall. I said, I need to put these up, you know, because them things, they expensive. They hard to find. So they just up as decoration, and he was trying to help me. So he had a little nail. He was trying to put the nail in the wall. He's like, Daddy, it's too hard. I'm like, all right. Yeah, I say, because you need a tool. You need a hammer. So I gave him a little hammer. Because, you know, he usually mimics what I do. Mm. So, you know, I'm just tapping the thigh. I measured everything. I'm tapping a little nail in, hanging the thing. So I hear metal to metal. Boom! Like, I don't see him. I go around. He done got the hammer and smacked my back bumper with the hammer and rev back ready to do it again. I said, no, no, no. No, no, no. I'm doing that right.
He about to throw to your helmet.
But, I mean, because it's metal to me, it sounded a lot worse than it was. He didn't cause no damage. But I just, like, grabbed him and stopped him. I was like, oh. I said, yeah, no, don't hit the car with the helmet. You always hit the wall. He was like, oh. He ain't know. I didn't expect it. I think he going to hit the wall. I'm like, yeah. It's drywall. I can fix this all day. Knock it up. You know, yep. Who cares? Anyway, so I put up a post about it. Like, this is what he did. It's just a few people in the comments. And I leave idiots like this. I don't delete them or block them.
Yep.
Because I'm like, watch my success. That's my get back to you. Just shut up and watch my success. Somebody's like, it's just a car. Somebody else, this is what happens. It's sad that a man loves his car more than his child. I didn't say anything. I didn't say I was mad at him. I didn't say anything toward him. I was just like, this is what he did. I get the knowledge. I'm doing stuff with the car, with the hubcap. He got a tool, so I'm going to work on the car. I didn't say I was mad. None of that. I didn't say, oh, I can't believe he hit my car. How dare him? None of that.
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe it's what happens when you love material things over your kid. People are crazy. Loony. There was this real quick, another one. There was this lady. She probably watching. I hope you do watch. We was doing TV. Mm. Melissa wanted to review this show, Sister Wives. And we was just like, of course I didn't want to watch it. But I'm like, if you want to do this for the show, of course I'm going to watch it. Yeah. I don't want to, but I will. I didn't want to watch Married at First Sight all them years, but I did it. We make good content. Mm-hmm. So this woman got on there talking about something like, why? She said something along the lines of, why don't you do what you paid to do or whatever? And I'm like, first of all, we're not paid to review to do anything. We're paid to just come on here by brands, by putting up content. Mm. She said, well, as an employee of Melissa, blah, blah, blah. I was like, we're not employees. This is a partnership. We split everything. Some stuff goes on Melissa's channel. Some stuff goes on. I was like, look here, Looney Tunes. You know, I'm just going at her or whatever. I'm like, people don't know what the hell. They crazy. So I like people like that. And then I think she commented again, said on something else. Like, yeah, hopefully I'm not, you know, blocked or deleted. I'm like, people like you, I do not delete because I want you to watch me thrive because you're crazy. And you are one of those people. You part of the slime and disgust of the slime and disgust of the comment section. I hate it. I don't understand why. I understand people are crazy. And I watch, look, and people like that, I don't be deleting. Stay up, watch me, hate me, please.
Y'all
go on that the first, the right before, I don't know, y'all see me, I'm going back and forth with this woman. And I was like, look, this is the last time I'm going to respond because it was truly entertaining for me. I thought it was hilarious what she was trying to say. It was just funny. Like sometimes for my own entertainment, I do be clapping back at people just because it'd be funny.
it is.
It do be like I find entertainment out of it. I was like, I'm not doing this no more. And she kept putting these big long dissertations. I was like, I'm not reading that. I would just say something else.
There was a.
I do it all the time. It's truly funny to me. That's the only reason I respond.
That comment of we were saying something. Oh, I think you told Mel to shut up or something.
I don't hear. No, we was on their podcast. I don't know what it is.
And then they're like,
I was like, Mel, shut up.
Did you see how Goose look at Tank?
Yeah. See, Tank went too far. Can't tell somebody's wife, shut up. Goose gonna get. As many times as Melissa has told me to shut up in front of camera, ain't nobody said nothing. Tank, shut up. She does it all the time.
Yes.
But as soon as I say, oh, Mel, shut up. Like, I'm going to really be rude to somebody that feels like a goddamn sister to me. And be, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I had to find it. Yeah. Where's your head at? The post I posted about how McKinley acts when it's Christmas time and I want her to, I'm trying to show her some new tools. And McKinley's acting like she's into the tools because she wants Christmas presents.
Yeah. Just for you.
Yeah. So she's acting as if she likes the tools. There's comments. I haven't erased them. It's a shame how you're teaching her how to use to manipulate you as a father, and she's gonna take this, she's gonna take this into the world with her and manipulate other people or whatever. And I'm like, look, we all know this was a TikTok or a thing going on. This is not, it's content. And if she does learn how to do that, good for her.
Yeah.
I mean, you act a certain way.
Use these dudes.
Yeah. And that's but what you, I tell my, you act a certain way to get a job. You go in there, yes, man. Oh, can you work weekends? Surely can. And in your head, you like, you ain't about to work no weekend. The first weekend you asked me to work.
My granny gonna die every Friday.
Nah, ma'am. I got kids. I can't come on. Yeah. But on your resume, you said, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something came up.
Yeah. So the comments that I received, especially when I do something with my kids, it's like, just discuss. Oh, you're teaching her this. Man, you teaching her that. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Man, come on, bro.
People are loony.
It's not even.
Yeah, like I said, every I'm now sorry. And then I'll go in on somebody just for fun, just for entertainment. But for the most part, I'm like, man, y'all are, people are strange.
Yeah, they are strange. And it's, I believe they always say, people are born good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you are born good. I think you choose to be good. Your natural disposition is to be, oh, I want, he got that, I want that.
Yeah.
Or she got that, I want. You have to, now that I've learned this, you people have to choose to be good, man.
Yeah, Lady Taylor said Tank told me he couldn't stand me and it brought me pure joy. I can't stand you, Lady
That's
Taylor.
What I'm saying.
Nah, she was messing with me.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah, fam, we about to get out of here because Kennedy got to go. What?
Kennedy, you got to go. One more thing. Appreciate everybody on the Ball Brothers Tour.
Hey.
Dallas was the last show. Also, if you're watching, the young lady that literally, I took my shirt off.
I remember that.
She wanted my shirt, and she bought my shirt off of my back. If you're watching, somehow DM me. I know how you look, so don't y'all be trying to just DM me because I said this. Just DM me. I want to really give you like a fresh
actual shirt.
Yeah.
She did it on Ball Brothers too?
Yeah.
So what happens to you? That's happened a few times to you, ain't it?
Well, that first time I didn't give it to her. I was like, man, I ain't taking
that. Asked for it. Oh, okay. I thought you gave it to
this
her.
This one I gave. She purchased
to see
it.
Your muscles.
She purchased the shirt.
So you fell for it.
I ain't fall for it. The sale, I got the sale. I got a meat quota,
I'm
man.
Telling me, you out there? I got, you stripping. Gucci.
I got a meat quota. Hey, the volunteers that were helping me, right? They threw me a 2X shirt. They was like, "You, Mel, you better put this on."
I'm telling.
And I was like, "Nah, we got to. Nah, it's fine. It's fine."
But Mel, I'm telling.
I told already.
Nah, you didn't. You ain't tell her like his. Like I'm gonna tell her.
This guy here.
Guess what?
I called Tank and asked him. I said, "Should I do it?" Tank like, "Hell yeah." Give her that shirt.
Yeah, give her that shirt.
We need that's all the fact. Views we can get.
Yeah, rip your tank top a little bit. Tell her, come, let us tell it. We'll do
damn.
It again. All right, fam, we got to get up out of here. Goose, go on, let them know where they can find you.
You can catch me on IG, GOOLZBY, Building with Goose on YouTube, and RepedMerch.com. All of the Repped merch is gone, but we are restocking and coming with the new design, so keep your eyes open.
Absolutely. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus A on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus A on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. If you're watching this, you can listen across all podcast streaming platforms. Make sure you rate and review. If you're listening, you can watch this on YouTube, Tanksley TV. We celebrating up to 20,000 subscribers on Tanksley TV. So make sure you like, subscribe, and share and all that jazz. Until next time, we'll holler at y'all, fam. Y'all have a good one.
Also, you can go to Underreported on YouTube. Underreported on YouTube to watch my wife's new podcast. So check that out. It's good.
Is it on Building with Goose?
No, it's not on Building with Goose. It was, it's on her. I think she created her own YouTube for it. But if you type
put it
in.
Below.
Yeah, we'll put it below
on the video and the stream.
Yeah, but if you type underreported in YouTube, it's going to pop up.
Yeah.
It'd be one of the first streams. So it's there and it's on all streaming platforms as well.
Absolutely. Yep. And Angel's podcast, Mommy Confessions, is coming back too. So look for details for that. All right, fam.
All right.